A year ago, Bokang Musweu was lured to the Lesotho capital, Maseru, where she was promised a job. It turned out the job was non-existent, forcing her to turn to prostitution to survive. In August, a client hired Musweu from her usual night spot in the city. On reaching the client's place, she was locked in a room, beaten and raped.
He didn't use protection. It's a rape because I didn't agree on unprotected sex. And then after that, he slept. Then I escaped from the place. Called the cab, went to the police. He was given a bail.
The mother of one says she was pushed into sex work by unemployment and hunger. She says many of her fellow sex workers have been trafficked to South Africa where they are forced into sex work.
That person who promised the work can gather the gents. Yeah, they buy, but I'm not getting the money. Yeah, the money goes to that person. While I moved from here to one client and returning.
Non-governmental organizations working with women say many desperate for jobs are lured by false advertisements and then forced into sex work in South Africa. Lerato Nketse is the executive director at the Migrant Workers Association of Lesotho.
All those sorts of inhuman treatment that we can think about, because they first track them to stay there. Then they will encounter multiple sex with multiple partners that they don't even, they're the clients of whoever.
Lerato Mako, who has turned to street vending to put food on the table, says many women don't want to sell goods on the streets and end up falling prey to traffickers.
Here in the street vendors, it's very tough. We are so many, we compete, we sell one thing, even if we can come with different thing, they are going to copy you and sell what we are selling, so there's no life here.
The U.S. Department of State is urging authorities in Lesotho to provide more funding for the victims of trafficking, as well as increasing investigations and prosecutions on human trafficking crimes. The Lesotho government has increased awareness campaigns, established trafficking protection committees, and set up an office to investigate cybercrimes, including trafficking. It is also working with South Africa to fight trafficking. After South African police freed 7 trafficked women near Johannesburg in April, the Gauteng head of Serious Organized Crimes Investigations, General Ibrahim Kadwa, acknowledged that trafficking is a problem. In February, law enforcement agencies freed 8 trafficked Lesotho women held at a house in Katlehong, Ekurhuleni. Kadwa said, as proof of how seriously the government takes human trafficking crimes, last year one trafficker was sentenced to 309 years in prison, while another was imprisoned for 61 years. He said there are now comprehensive laws to help strengthen enforcement. For VOA News, I am Thuso Khumalo in Maseru, Lesotho.